Exploitation down, down with exploitation up.
There were nearly 30 people at the beginning of the protest, but that number swelled to nearly 60 as the sun began to set. They were there to raise awareness of the social, economic, and working conditions of migrant workers, most notably Latin Americans, that were depicted in the new documentary, Food Chains. Joe Parker is a member of the Student Farm Workers Alliance. It's a student advocacy group which works closely with other farm worker advocacy groups. He said Publix could easily make a difference in an industry-wide coalition, which is already in place.
12 major tomato buyers, corporate buyers, as well as farm workers themselves. And they're working to improve wages and working conditions in the fields and extend a number of concrete changes that we've seen starting to take root in fields, like the right to shade and water, a zero tolerance policy for sexual harassment in the fields, a zero tolerance policy for forced labor. And then also, very importantly, as part of this Fair Food program, these 12 companies are paying an extra penny per pound for the tomatoes that they buy. And that extra penny helps provide an economic relief for farm workers picking those tomatoes being sold in stores like Publix.
This push for reform isn't new. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers, the CIW, has been at the forefront of worker-based human rights since 1993. These farm workers and their partners have been campaigning for over 5 years to get Publix to join the Fair Food program. The documentary Food Chains points this out. The Florida Health Department estimates that there are between 150 to 200,000 seasonal and migrant farm workers, including their families, who annually work in Florida. Sylvia Perez is one of them, as well as a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Translated by Joe Parker, she says she is hopeful Publix will do the right thing and pay the extra cent.
Seguir presionándolo a Publix y a Wendix para que ellos también paguen el centavo que el trabajador le merece.
Another really wonderful thing to imagine is the day when Publix and Wendy's, who were also asking to join the program, would do just that and pay that extra penny and help us enforce the code of conduct that we need so badly to be enforced throughout the industry.
Harriet Hasidi has been working with the CIW for nearly 20 years. She made the drive from the protest to the movie theater. Morally, she couldn't support the stance taken by Publix, so she quit shopping there. She encourages others to let Publix know how they feel.
I think they need to write letters to Publix, and they can easily do that by handing a letter to the store manager where they shop and asking them to send it on to the headquarters and let them know that we strongly believe that farm workers should be treated like human beings.
Chuck Siegfried was at the protest and also made his way to view the documentary afterwards. He's on the Council for Social Justice at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Clearwater. Siegfried's day job is a corporate purchasing manager. He doesn't see the long-term financial worth in not paying the extra cent per pound of tomatoes.
What I don't understand is why Publix is using that, or what they're trying to hide from, because they can just pass the cost along to the customer. And I think most of us, and as consumers, I wouldn't mind paying a penny more for a pound of tomatoes, knowing that the workers were being treated better because of that. I hope they're getting that message.
Brian West, Media and Community Relations Manager for Publix, gave a written response to WMNF. It reads, "The documentary, Food Chains, does not accurately portray Publix, the suppliers we partner with, or the working conditions of the people who pick the tomatoes that are sold in our stores." The documentary, Food Chains, is in theaters now. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.